J.D. Tanner's joining us this morning in Touch of Nature, this Maple Syrup Festival. This is the second year that I've been involved. We've been partnering with you here at River Radio Group. And my understanding is last year you had to break the news saying, well, you know, this year has not been much of a winter and we didn't have much sap rise. This year's different.
This year is different. This year has been a high syrup production year for us. And, of course, now the weather has decided to step in and say, hey, hold on a second.
Right. All the syrup, all the sap they choose to create the syrup, all of it from the Touch of Nature Forests?
Yeah, you got it. Everything that we produce there is coming from our trees. We tap about 100 to 120 maple trees on site for this.
Right. Now, the stuff that I've always seen, I'm sorry, but it's one of those preconceptions. Vermont is the only place where this happens. And it's not.
No, not at all. And, you know, we're technically on the southern edge is what they would say that we're at as far as being able to produce at a higher amount. So we're right on the edge of it.
Sufficient to be able to make syrup.
We're going to produce off of the 100 or so trees about 25 gallons probably of syrup is what we'll produce off of that.
Really?
Which is not too bad.
But how many gallons did you start with? Because this is, all right, so because help me out, JD. You go out, you tap the tree, all right? It goes into the side, you hammer it in. There's a little spigot, a bucket is hung off the spigot, and the sap comes and drops down to the bucket. Now, that goes out into large, flat, thin pans to dissipate and to caramelize?
Yeah, that'd be definitely a good way. I mean, you're boiling out the moisture trying to get down to the sweetest piece of what's left in the sap, basically. It's a 40-to-1 process is what some people might not realize. So we're collecting 40 gallons of sap to produce 1 gallon of syrup.
Oh, so for every 25 times 40 then?
You got it.
I'm just going to get my calculator out because I'm obsessive. And what's interesting about this, and, you know, it's because I've become, I'm like a Homer Simpson of syrup, right? And have been ever since the Golden Bear, if you're old enough to remember, the Golden Bear in Carbondale.
Uh-huh.
And they have this big round thing on the table where you spin it, and there was like 12 or 13, 15 different kinds of syrup. And I found a new pursuit in life. But what's interesting is yours is as all natural as it can get. You can go to any store and you're still not going to find anything quite like this. Not this fresh, not that it concentrated, not this, you know, when it says syrup on the bottle, that's what's in the bottle.
Yeah, staff are literally collecting sap still this week from the trees and boiling it down to have that ready for this weekend. So yeah, it is fresh. There's nothing added to it. It's pure sap reduced down to syrup.
Okay, got to have pancakes. Who's in charge of pancakes?
Like at our place, who's in charge?
Who's in charge?
A guy named Eric Oberg.
Yeah,
puts together, and he's got his own homemade pancake recipe. So that doesn't even come out of a box for us.
Good.
So we're making that homemade as well.
Everybody right now is going, okay, now that you've made me hungry, you're going to tell me it cost me $50 to go.
Well, it's not quite 50. It's 12 for an adult. I think it's 6 for kids, 6 to 12.
$6, 6 to 12, $12, 13 and up, free, 5 and under.
Free, 5 and under.
Which is good when you're mom and dad.
Yep.
There was one item that I saw on the website that said, Touch of Nature members get VIP services, not a member. Sign up for a membership. What is a membership at the Touch of Nature? What does that constitute?
You know, when I got here 3.5 years ago as the director of the facility, people were always wanting to know how they can help Touch of Nature. And not everybody has hundreds of thousands of dollars that they can donate to help us with whatever, you know, to help enhance the facilities of the programs. But membership is a way that people can still do that. But I like membership programs that are able to give back to its members. So for smaller amounts, for $60 for a one-year membership, we offer members-only events and programs as well. So if you've been out to Maple Syrup, there's a big long line when you're standing there waiting to get your pancakes. But if you're a member, you show your membership, and then you just simply walk right over to a table, and you get to sit down and have pancakes served to you.
Okay, now this is going on because people say, when is this? It's this weekend, 24th and 25th. And it starts at 9 a.m. each day and continues till 3 each day. And here's the thing where, you know, you say, well, okay, we'll go out and have pancakes and leave. JD, you have done a hell of a job finding a lot of other things that are going on here. And I say that in that way because I see things here which I'm I'm personally interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And beekeeping for one of them. And I got into that due to a friend of mine and colony collapse disorder and my interest in fresh honey. And
yeah.
By the way, though, you guys in Union County that bring me up that fresh honey, thank you so much, guys, from your bee farm. But you have really fleshed this out with a lot of things that I think appeal to mom, dad, and the kids. I mean, are you going to actually have an alpaca there, by the way, or just alpaca yarn? I was curious.
I don't believe okay. There will be an actual alpaca.
I'm just kind of
there.
Curious. I've never seen
that
one.
Would be, that maybe next year.
Well, because I've never seen an alpaca in person. Now, I've seen one on the internet, but I'd like to meet one in person.
Yep.
Alpaca yarn, goat's milk from Red Dutch's farm. You've got beekeeping from All of Buzz. You've got silk embroidery. You've got natural woven baskets and log cabin baskets, and that's just a few.
Yeah. I mean, we want this to be a true community event. So, you know, we've looked out for local artisans and vendors to come in and be able to show off their skills as well. And then we have live demos going on outside of
and here's a great live demo, right? Outside of your union halls, right? Hide Tanning and Primitive Living Skills by Kevin Clinton.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. The SIU Forestry Club comes out and they do a lumberjack show. We all have live demos going on how the maple syrup process actually takes place and happens. And then we do
got a film on that shows at noon,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
Noon's the time for that.
Yep. There's a couple of films that'll be shown throughout the day that you can actually, if you're more of a sit down and see it visually in that manner, we try to provide that as well. You know, it's the best part of Touch of Nature is that community outreach that we can provide and offer from the university out into the community, and that's we're trying to really get the folks out and offer these opportunities.
You know my buddy Kurt Carter?
I do know Kurt.
Right? And Kurt and I have been friends for, he doesn't want me to say, 3 decades. And in talking to him in particular, you know, he has always done a lot of outreach with kids. Get them in the canoe. Take them to places they've never been. Cache River, all this stuff. Let me show you how to make a fire using 2 sticks, right? I mean, he's always done this. And what's interesting about him is how he's always told me how rewarding that process is for him. He's one of those guys that, let me show you what I can do and let me teach you what I know how to do. Let me show you. He's, you know, some people just go about and do this and others say, I want to share this. And I think that's what I see here that I'm most intrigued by.
It is. I mean, for guys like me and Kurt and all the other staff that work with Touch of Nature, to see the look on a kid's face that I get it look on their face on why it's important to have this connection to the outdoors, to the environment, to the community through these ways. I mean, that's very rewarding for us.
And I think there's also another aspect that you start learning about the history of your area, that there wasn't always a Route 13 that got you from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You got in the canoe and you went, you rode a horse or you walked. And before that, there was somebody else living here, and that's why George Godfrey, he's an American Indian author and historian, he's going to be speaking. I don't know if he's got a film, but I know he's going to be speaking.
He'll be speaking and doing some kind of live demonstration type, I think, play, skit scenario type things. Yeah.
Right. And you've also, this is another one that I find fascinating, and I usually only get a chance to see this at the Massac County encampment. You've got a blacksmith, and what's really interesting is we're always talking about sports and all the other stuff at SIU. You've got glass blowers, you've got blacksmiths at SIU that in these art programs, and blacksmith demonstrations starting at 12 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really, like I said, JD, you have really filled this up for a day. If you want to go out and have a day, now take the rain jacket. We're not going to mislead you on this, but the lumberjack demonstration, you've got films, an interpretive hike. That's from SIU, Saluki Environmental Educators. You've got the maple syrup thing itself. And here's the thing, the maple syrup thing costs, but the rest of the stuff doesn't.
There's no charge to come out and enjoy the activities. So if you're on a budget and you can't afford $12 homemade pancakes, we totally get it, but come out and enjoy the activities. That's to me, that's what labels it a community event.
All right, and what's JD is at the foot of the climbing wall, so if you fall, it catches you.
That is not a guarantee that I will be there.
But
I will do my best.
Okay.
Now, the one thing to point out, pancakes are only served until 1 p.m.
Okay. We
activities
need to do that.
Run until 3 p.m.
Oh, good. So it starts at 9, but breakfast till 1 if you're a late riser. And you've got that opportunity, and it's this Saturday and Sunday. And I have a feeling that Sunday is going to be very popular because we're talking about rain done by 7 a.m. and then sunshine in the high 55, and that's like prime territory. So wear the rubber boots.
Yep.
Wear the galoshes there, and probably want to stay away from flip-flops. Silk embroidery, natural baskets, beekeeping, rope making, handmade textiles and jewelry, natural soaps and lotions, hide tanning and primitive living skills, wooden pottery products, American Indian author, films on maple syrup, blacksmithing, forestry club, climbing wall, pancakes.
We'll have summer camp brochures out. I mean, you name it, it'll all be out there for the community to come out and see and enjoy.
All right, J.D. Tanner's joining us with Touch of Nature. Here's the thing. If somebody has never been on Touch of Nature, that the first time today they've ever heard the word Touch of Nature outside, you know, outside of a touch of nature and going camping, but for this location, what would you tell somebody? I mean, what would be your elevator speech, so to speak, the popular vernacular now? If you had somebody for a limited time, what is Touch of Nature about?
To me, Touch of Nature is we're about providing health and community wellness, environmental stewardship, and really social equity. You know, we want everybody in the community and at the university to be able to come outdoors and enjoy it, and to experience the health opportunities that the outdoors has to offer. Experience camp. I mean, you know, if a kid's never experienced camp, that sometimes that's a shame. And yeah, I know there's a cost associated with that and it's hard to afford, but guess what? We raise money all year to provide scholarships. So if you can't afford it, call and ask about scholarships. We want to get kids outdoors, get them connected to the environment.
It's interesting when I hear you speak how I interpret it. And you know, my takeaway is how lucky I was to have the opportunities here. Some of it came from Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Weeblos, things like that. But also from family members and things along that line that, you know, let's go out and rough it. I mean, literally go out and rough it. You don't, if you don't get something out of the pond or out of the creek that you can eat, well, then you've got a bag of taters and an onion. That's what you get.
Yep.
Of going out and saying, you know, we killed a deer. We're going to make something out of its hide. And going through that process myself personally, and, you know, first off, acquiring sulfuric acid was always hydrochloric acid. Actually, it was always a little difficult. I'm tanning deer skins. Sure you are, kid.
Yep.
But, you know, and there was a richness to your life when you get outside these studios and cubicles that we're all in, and decompression component. And I think it helps you build self-confidence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of our activities and programs will do that, and they're specifically designed for that for kids. I think the most important thing to mention about outdoors, touch of nature, is you don't have to be an outdoorsman or a Bear Grylls or whatever to come out. I mean, we provide activities and programs at every end of that spectrum. So if you want to go and do the hardcore backpacking programs and things like that and you're gone for multiple days, we do that. But if you just want to come out for a couple of hours and get an experience on what it might be like to rock climb or to canoe or kayak, and then you're able to retreat back home to more of your more comfort zone, we provide all of those things.
I got the opportunity to interview Marvin Hamlisch one time, and we were talking about music. And he says, I said, so what is it about music? He says, well, for children, when you teach them music, you've taught them that they can do something, that you have abilities. And a lot of people don't see this. And I think that's what I hear here as well, too, that you've learned something. It helps you build confidence. And, you know, you may not want to go on to create an alpaca yarn farm. I get mm-hmm. that. But you'll get the confidence it takes you to know I can do what I want to do. I have the ability. Am I using the right words?
Yeah, I think a lot of teachers and parents are looking for more of what they're calling character development in their kids at schools and at home. And you know, in outdoor programs like this can play a big role in providing that character development for kids these days and yeah. building that confidence level and everything else.
If you want to register, the Maple Syrup Festival this Saturday and Sunday, Touch of Nature, River Radio, News Radio WJPF, partnering with JD and the rest of the group at Touch of Nature, you do need to go register.
We prefer a pre-register. That helps us plan our numbers for the day, but it's not required. You can walk in the day of and pay the bill and eat some pancakes.
But your head pancake cooker would like to get a rough number
if he
could.
He would love to get an accurate number. You got it.
All right, JD, it's always a privilege to see you, pal. Hope you're doing well, man.
I am. Thanks for having me, Tom.